If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi everyone, I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo, and you're joining us on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. Today's topic is when you desire more from your relationships. It's a biggie. If you're new to our show, we talk about all these different ways that you can choose something different to create a different possibility for yourself or anyone else that you work with, that you care about, that you love, as long as they're willing to join you on that ride. And we also have guests every couple of weeks that also invite us to different possibilities. They give us different perspectives. We just had a guest a couple of weeks ago. We're about to have a couple more. So excited about that. And I came to this from my experiences as a family and child coach, as a body relationship coach, and a therapeutic energy worker. And how all of those connect together is through all these different practices, either working with children and families in this very personalized way in their homes, or through working with individuals with their bodies and with their relationships, I am turning on these different energies in my body to connect with you all. Even you right now who are listening to this, who are watching this, I am like, hello, bodies, how are you doing? So that I can speak to what may contribute to you more than other things that I could speak about. Because man, can I talk. And so I want to make sure that it's what you would like, that what something that would be a gift to you. And so I also choose these topics based on the feedback you've provided to me through email, through social media posts. So thank you for that. I really very much appreciate it. I was just talking before the recording that it's so much more fun and enjoyable and gratifying when I know that this is actually contributing to you and it's being received. So even if it's just a hi, I love this episode, please don't hesitate to message me. I really love that. And I also have created the Living and Dying Body Process, which is a body process that through these simple hand movements and these certain phrases and words can activate different energies within your body so that you're clear on your gifts and capacities with living on this beautiful planet. And also so that you can dissipate and clear from your body anywhere that you are picking up on other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, anywhere where they're sad, where they're not really wanting to be here as dynamically as they could. And so what if you can actually empty out that container with some simple, gentle, nurturing energies? That's what the Awakening class invites us to. And so our next Awakening class is June 24th. That's a Saturday. It's a one-day class. You can connect with us live in person in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where I live. And you can connect anywhere around the world through Zoom, through live streaming. It's only through live streaming. You can't check out the replay later. And you can check out the information for those classes and even tasters and little samples that can give you an idea of what those energies can create for you. They are all at empoweringlightlanguage.com/livinganddying. And the other events are also at the same website/events. And we have this month's Expansive Energies group. It's a group where people can play around with different nurturing energies, including the body process I mentioned, but a bunch of other energies as well through group therapeutic energy sessions. And this month's theme is seducing yourself out of limitation. And we're going to be looking at how we can use these energies of sexualness, of intimacy, of communication and connection with our bodies to actually choose beyond anywhere that we're having self-imposed limitation. It's going to be awesome. And so you can actually have a taste of a month's session. Maybe this month is the one that's calling to you by registering at empoweringlightlanguage.com/expansive energies. And when you register, you can get the first month refunded to you if this is your first time exploring the Expansive Energies group, as long as you email us with the subject line Expansive Energies to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. It's for us to know that you heard about it through the podcast, to gift something to our wonderful listeners around the world, and also for you to get a chance to see, hey, what's this group about? What can I receive from it? What if I actually prioritize my self-care as I'm caring for and gifting and healing and looking out for so many other people? So the people in the group are very much people that are looking to include themselves and their self-care more in their lives. And then the last thing I'd like to mention is our Being a Different Possibility monthly calls. These are complimentary calls. It's been so great this year. It started for the first time in 2023. We've had some really wonderful feedback and interactions in these live calls. People send in questions. And so this month's, actually, I'm going to mention not just this month's topic, but the next couple of months. You can plan for this. So March 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern is our call on organization, clearing, and making space for the new, kind of like spring cleaning, right? And then April 24th at 1 p.m. Eastern is planting seeds for communication success. And May 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern is going to be thriving with your family. Basically looking at, are you living, are you dying with your family? Are you thriving? Is everyone actually being acknowledged and cared for or not? And what if that could be possible? So these monthly calls are a support group where people can add tools to their repertoire so that their families can thrive. And if you work with families, please join in, because I want to make sure that people who are working with families also have these tools and resources. I'm only one person. I can't do it all by myself. And I love, love imparting this information to those that are actually having direct contact and impact with families, like medical professionals, educators, therapists, you name it. Okay. So my goodness, the other thing that someone reminded me of, this is why it's so important for y'all to check in on me and hold me accountable. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is in, I think it was the Listening to Children's Bodies and Energies episode, I mentioned that I was going to show you the book, Conscious Parents, Conscious Kids. Here it is. Here's the cover for those of you that are checking this out on our TV platforms and on video. So it's a great book. I definitely recommend it. And it's very short. You see, it's super small. And it's all full of different stories from parents around the world on how they, by them being more conscious and aware, they've been actually able to empower their kids to be more conscious and happier. Love that book. Great resource. Easy read. You can just read one little story each sitting for yourself, with a partner, with your kids. Let me know what it creates for you. Thank you for reminding me to show that book to y'all. All right. So today, when you desire more from your relationships, so do you actually desire more from your relationships? Are you wondering if you're settling? Are you wondering if you're content? Are you truly satisfied? These are key questions to consider when you're questioning the quality of your intimate life, dating, or romantic interactions. And so if you ask yourself the questions we're going to discuss today, and you're willing to look at and be guided by what's true for you, not anybody else, what's true for you, you can create a plan to improve whatever dynamic you're in or you would like to have. And if you're willing to consider something new and different, maybe a little weird, maybe a little crazy, there's worse things that I've been called, then what you've seen or others consider or choose, you're setting yourself up to receive more. So what if we're willing to actually look at some new and different questions that maybe we haven't considered or asked ourselves before, really being willing to be vulnerable with ourselves? I mean, I have been having people come up to me since I was a teenager to get ideas and support on their relationships, their dating, and their sex life. Would you believe that even before I was having sex myself, people were asking me for advice about sex? But I was such an avid reader. I was just a sponge of knowledge about everything related to bodies and intimacy and communication and connection. So when people come to me now feeling unsure and wondering if they're asking too much or if they should stay, if they should go, if even what they're desiring is possible, one of the things I've decided to do and devote my life to is to really make sure that I'm continually discovering and sharing simple, effective hacks to get to the core of what's going on with the people's lives, and so that they can feel more certain and more confident in their choices and in their options. And sometimes it's about helping them be aware of options that they hadn't even considered before, or reminding them of what's true for them, what works for them, what they've been asking for that they kind of maybe put on the shelf up until now. So what if we could take some of those things off of the shelf and actually honor our inner knowing and what we would really, really like to have, okay? So the idea with all of this is for us to have exuberant living in our relationships, to actually have this connection with our bodies within our relationships, where what we're choosing in our relationships actually nurtures our bodies. It's nourishing to our bodies instead of draining, okay? And it's not about it being always that way, but what if it could be that way more times than not? Some people use like the 80-20 rule. I don't want to make calculations and computations about your relationship. It sometimes chops us up and makes us feel like artificial intelligence or like robots. And we're not robots. We feel, we desire things. We're creating things. We care about people, including hopefully ourselves. And so what if we could actually have these questions and resources available to us so that we can be more clear on what's actually going to work for us moving forward? I would love that for each and every one of you. And so make sure to take a moment as you're listening to this. If you think of somebody as you're listening to this that would benefit from this discussion, take 10, 15 seconds and share the link to this episode with that person. It doesn't take long. And, you know, you don't have to have it with any agenda, any like, this is what you should do. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't push this information on anyone. I suggest instead for you to invite, hey, I thought of you when I heard this, check this out. It's up to them if they listen to it or not. And sometimes the very things that you've been telling them or you've been trying to tell them may be received differently from somebody else. Okay. So you can use me to leverage your perspective, you're wanting to open a new door for them. Okay. I'm willing to be used in that way. So some of the things that I'd love to get into today is I'm actually going to bring up some of my personal examples from my own personal dating. And I'm going to bring up some examples of my interactions with clients as well today to illustrate some of these questions that I'm going to invite you to play around with and these tools that I'm going to invite you to consider adding to your repertoire. With the hopes of making sure that things are confidential, because I don't mention my clients' names. I either might mention the letter of their first name or I'll replace it with something else. And same thing goes with my exes that I'm going to mention. I'm going to say B or C or R or M instead of the person's name. So wanted to give you a heads up on that so that you're not like, what is she saying? What did my Wi-Fi go out? No, your Wi-Fi's fine. You're not missing any information. I just really want this just to be a way to illustrate some of the points. But it's really not about my exes. It's really not about my clients. It's about what you know and what you desire and what's going to work for you. Okay. So the first thing that I'd like for you to consider as we're getting started is, what is the current situation? What are the current behaviors that are going on? So this makes me think of one of my clients. I'm going to call her A. So A came to me and she had just been cheated on by her boyfriend at the time. And she found out that he was seeing multiple people, not just one. And it all came up in this very dramatic way. And she was really doubting her partner. She was lacking confidence in him and wondering if she should take him back because he was making all these different promises. I'm not someone that's going to tell you that just because someone cheated before, that means they're always a cheater. I've definitely know people that it was a one or two time situation where it was definitely situational to their lives. And then they didn't actually cheat after they addressed what was going on behind the cheating after that relationship or after these exercises with me. So if you are someone that you are dating, someone that you're in a relationship has cheated, I am not actually going to judge them or you for that. it's looking at what was behind those behaviors. So what's the current situation? So my client A was doubting her self-worth, was really wondering if she was capable of picking someone. You know, sometimes our pickers are off. My picker was not as great as it is now, for sure. I was basing my picking off of a lot of unconscious points of views, a lot of limiting patterns, a lot of not great models in my family. And so she came to me and she was wondering if she should settle, if she should realize, hey, I like being grateful. We have great sex. We have a lot of fun times. I feel really, really confident up until the finding out about the cheating around him. So maybe I should just ignore all this other stuff. I should ignore the fact that I just found out about these multiple other people that he was hiding from me, and move forward as if this didn't happen. Like, what do I do? Kind of a thing. And so really taking stock of what the current situation is and what the current behaviors are is really important. So in her situation, the current situation was a lack of confidence in herself, a lack of confidence in her partner, her wondering about who she's been choosing up until now, because this wasn't the only person that had cheated on her, that it was just the most recent example. And then also she was doubting her self-worth, which is never a fun place for any of us to be in. It sucks. It sucks. It's just not fun at all. I don't wish that on anyone. And so now she's looking to have something different, right? So she's taking stock in that way. Maybe it's somebody, I'm thinking of P right now, and P came to me and she is married for all intents and purposes, mostly happy. She has kids, young kids in the household. And one of the things that she's looking for is to be happier, to have more energy, to not feel so overwhelmed, to have her partner help out more, to have her partner express their gratitude for her and to speak in her love language a little bit more. And for her to also feel confident in how she can speak in her partner's love language. So we talked a little bit about this actually in the February being a different possibility for families complimentary call. So if anybody listening to this would like the replay for that, let me know. You can email me at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. But in that call, we talked about how to identify your own love language, your people's love language. It's not just in romantic relationships, how you can mitigate this when things change, and how you can actually ask for that to show up in a way that isn't judging or putting the person down. And also without the guilt, because sometimes we feel guilty for asking for the things that we need. And so by the time that you're finished this episode and hearing this, hopefully you will also, so I have something in my lip here. Yeah. Hopefully you will also feel more confident in asking for your needs to be met and for you to know that it's okay, and not just okay, but very, very important for you to ask for that so that you don't have the resentment, the bitterness, and the toxicity in your body. So P was looking for a very different thing than A. And it might be something completely different than what you're looking for. So really take a moment, look at your current situation. What are the current behaviors? What are the current feelings? Write those down for yourself. And then it's time for our first break. And when we come back, we're going to look at how to then take different steps, what questions to ask after you're clear on what the current situation is. For many of us, we don't stop and think about it. We're busy feeling it, or we're in the go, go, go that stops us from actually knowing what are all the infinite possibilities available to us. So this is our time for our break. You're listening to Choosing a Different Future with myself, Ceres, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss when you desire more from your relationships. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Sirius. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Sirius through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I am Siris Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Siris, with myself, Siris, on the Inspired Choices Network. And today's show topic is when you desire more from your relationships. Before we went on break, we talked about how important it is to take stock, take a moment, and really sit and ask yourself, what is the current situation? What are the current behaviors? What am I currently feeling about this? What is anyone else involved feeling about this as well? And write those down for yourself and acknowledge your awareness about it. A lot of times we're thrown off and we're kind of in a whirlwind and not really taking stock on what's going on. And so before we continue on this, because we're definitely going to talk more about some other considerations, please make sure to connect with us on any of our 450 platforms for podcasts and TV. And you can join us in the chat room live at any moment at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. And we have the ICN, or Inspired Choices Network app. Go ahead and download the app and subscribe to my show, subscribe to all these other wonderful shows on our network so that you make sure that you don't miss any of the yum. And our show is brought to you by Activated Liquid Collagen from LifeVantage. Liquid Collagen is a different, better collagen supplement. Get real results that you can see and feel, and check out the Activated Liquid Collagen and LifeVantage's other natural plant-based products to address anti-aging, gut health, energy, and more by going to sirisrivas.lifevantage.com. That's only two of my four names, sirisrivas.lifevantage.com, to check out all of the many products to improve your self-care and your health. So, like I mentioned before the break, we were talking about checking stock and what's currently going on. Now, here's the thing. The other thing that's just as important that a lot of people don't ask themselves for a variety of reasons is, what would I like instead? What would I like them to do instead? What would I like them to be instead? How would I like to feel instead? What would I like instead? And many people stop themselves from asking this because they're worried about what awareness might come up. What if what I would like instead is to not be with this person? What if I would like instead is something that this person isn't capable of, or that it's not possible in this moment, given logistics, distance, health, personality quirks, different changes in life circumstances. No matter what's going on, for the next 1 to 3 minutes, what if you just looked at this for a moment for yourself? You could always go back to being like, oh, I'm blacking out. I don't want to think about it. It may be too intense. It may be bringing up stuff that I don't really want to look at yet. But give yourself the gift of tapping into your inner knowing, giving your body a hug as you're asking yourself this, giving yourself this love squeeze. Because here's the thing, you avoiding it doesn't stop the fact that it's here, it's coming, it's already affecting you, it's already going to continue to affect you more. It gets bigger when you ignore it. Okay. And so 1 to 3 minutes, all I ask to give yourself this moment where you're like, what if I actually looked at this? What if I actually considered this? What if this actually led to me having more of what I truly desire with relationships? Okay, just 1 to 3 minutes. So what would you like instead? What would you like to feel instead? What would you like them to do instead? So some examples, you know, with P that I mentioned before, she really wanted for her husband to step up a little bit more to help out around the house, for her contribution as a stay-at-home mom to be actually valued and acknowledged more, for there not to be as much competition between what she does in the home with the kids and he does with business and with colleagues, for there to be less competition between what the family needs and the household needs and maybe family and maybe extended family or friends. And just a reminder, I'm using just the letter to keep everything private for people. So if you didn't catch that at the beginning, and then A that I mentioned before the break, really wanted for her to have her, for her to feel more confident again. She was like, I don't like feeling insecure. I don't like having this sense of doubt. I don't like that I don't feel like I can trust him. And that now it's making me wonder if I'm able to actually have this successful, happy, joyful, intimate relationship with someone in the future. I don't want what's going on with this ex that when she first found me, it wasn't totally an ex yet. That, you know, that blurry, like we broke up, but am I actually completely ready to let this person go moment? She was like, I don't want this ex to affect my interactions with future partners and my future dating. How do I do this? But the other things that some people might be looking for instead is maybe they'd like more sex and intimacy. Maybe you have a partner where you like, I still like them. I'd like to continue to like them and get to know them and have adventures with them. What if we had more date nights? What if we could actually prioritize that and make sure that we are nurturing our relationship beyond our businesses or our kids or our family obligations, things like that. Maybe you would like your partner to speak in your love language more. Maybe you would like to feel more comfortable using and speaking their love language. I had somebody recently that, let's call her L. So L was coming to me because she found that her husband wasn't speaking to her in a way that she felt was as kind as it could be, as respectful as it could be. And so, but she was also uncertain as to how to ask for that, because kind and respectful can be kind of subjective for people depending on their capacity with communication, their background. Maybe they felt like they are being respectful and kind to you, and it's just not the what you need in the communication. So that might be something that you're asking for. Maybe it's you actually would like the people in your lives, be it your romantic partners, your family members, your business associates, for them to care for themselves better. Maybe you would like them to address their mental and emotional health that they've been kind of putting to the wayside and saying that it isn't impacting things as much as you can see that it's impacting things. Maybe it's their physical health. Maybe it's having boundaries and not necessarily removing people from their lives, but having a different type of relationship with other people that may have become a bit abusive or toxic or problematic to how you would like to interact with them. So what is it for you? What would you like instead? These are just some of many examples. And it's really, really important for you to know what you'd like instead, because it gets you out of the complaining, whining. It gets you out of the doubt, because you can then start creating a plan if you know where to start. Those are just the first steps, is knowing what you'd like first. I love helping people and facilitating people to tap into their inner knowing of what they truly desire. Sometimes you might know one or two, or you might have the energy of what you'd like, but you don't have the words for it yet. And I love being able to match words to energy. Because then when you have the words to the energy of what you're perceiving, you can then take the next step, which is, well, it's a couple steps from what we're talking about right now, which is then how can you ask for those things that you would like instead, right? We're going to get there. We're going to get there. So that's one of the things I'd like for us to look at. Can you believe it? It's already time for our second break. Oh my goodness. My gosh. Time's flying by. So you are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we were going to talk about when you desire more from your relationships and the different ways that you can actually ask for that and choose for that. Choose that. There we go. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, EmpoweringLightLanguage.com, or send an email to EmpoweringLightLanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today, our show topic is when you desire more from your relationships. Our show is brought to you by Activated Liquid Collagen from Life Vantage. Liquid collagen is a different, better collagen supplement. Get real results that you can see and feel. And check out the Activated Liquid Collagen and Life Vantage's other natural plant-based products to address anti-aging, gut health, energy, and more by going to www.cedisrivas.lifevantage.com. So before we went on break, we were talking about how to be clearer on what you would like instead of what's going on in your current relationships or in the relationships that you'd like to create moving forward. We gave some examples about that. Now, the next thing to look at after you've considered what the current situation is and what you'd like instead is what is the perspective of the other people that are involved. So let's say you have a partner, you have a spouse, you have a coworker, you have your child that you would like something different with. Well, what's their perspective on that? Okay. Do they agree with you? Do they agree that this is a problem? Do they agree that this is important? Do they agree that this is something that's requiring a change? Or are they disagreeing with you on that? And then what's going on there? And one of the things that I have found to be to impact this step, this question the most is people's communication style and if they're actually considering the other person's not just communication style, but their state. Are you communicating your desires in a way that they can actually hear and receive? So it may be that you have to talk to them in the morning versus after work. Maybe it's about talking to them on the go in the car when you're doing a shared activity versus in like a front kind of like face-to-face serious manner. Maybe it's going to be after certain activities where that opens them up and they're feeling more positive about you and about the situation. And then you can lead into some of these other things that you would like different. So looking at communication styles is really, really important. Some examples of this are you or the other people involved, are you assertive? Are you aggressive? Are you passive? Or are you passive aggressive? These are the four main ones. There's more than those, but these are the four main communication styles. And if you're choosing any that isn't the assertive, and the assertive in a firm and loving way, and assertive that is a clear form of communication, because you can be assertive and still not be clear, okay? But I would recommend for you to start with actually being assertive, and that does take confidence, that does take practice, that does take, for many of the people that work with me, some role playings, considering different scenarios, and also an awareness of the other people that you're interacting with. So if they're aggressive, you're going to have to shift into one of these other gears before you can get into assertive. Same thing when it goes into passive. If someone's really passive, the assertive may come off as aggressive. How do you adapt? How do you shift in between these gears? It's not that assertive is always the way. It's just hopefully, from what I find, the one to lead to in the long run. Over the course of interactions and conversation, you'd like to feel like you can be assertive and it be received. And for them to be assertive instead of passive aggressive or passive aggressive, so that you can be clear on what they really want and that you feel respected. You don't feel controlled, manipulated, or dismissed in any way. Okay. So what's their perspective? Okay. Ask yourself that. I had a couple come to me. I'm going to call them AJ. The couple AJ came to me, and the woman was really frustrated with the relationship. This is a heterosexual couple, and was really frustrated by the lack of time with her husband. And he was working a lot. When he came after work, he was really exhausted and tired. They really weren't having any fun anymore. They were doing a lot of like errands and chores and like household logistics stuff, but not really actually getting a chance to like really nurture their relationship, have date nights, even have sex. And if they did, it was usually for more one person's needs than another, and not really a mutually beneficial, mutually orgasmic, maybe a little bit hurried and rushed. And so For one of them, it wasn't really going to work to do that the majority of the time. And yet when I asked them together, when they were meeting with me, what's going on? What is the current situation? What would you like different? I noticed right away that their communication styles were very, very different. They were not compatible. So one of the things that can often be helpful when there is a discrepancy between communication styles is having somebody else, either with one of the people or all of the people, to bounce off what this expression of what you'd really like to have, what you'd like to have different, what your concerns are, or the lack of concerns, and create a space of no judgment, and then point out and translate, interpret it to the other person in the communication style, in the love language, in the way that that person can actually receive and hear. And I love it, and I greatly prefer it, even though it's not always possible, when I actually get to work with the couples or throuples all together every once in a while, and then also work with them individually. Because when you see it all together and you see the interpretation, more times than not, the person was like, oh, that's what you were saying? I had no idea. Totally missed. So this is it. For those of you listening, just the audio, I'm like gesturing. This float right over my head. And so then they get to have a very clear model of how, oh, they were able to understand it because CDs tweak this one word or say it in this other way. And then because I provide the audio recordings to all of the coaching sessions I provide, they could hear it back and practice that and role play it and generalize it to other situations and other scenarios. So sometimes it's really, really helpful to have somebody else that can be like, did you just see what you just said right there? If I were to say that to you, how would you feel? And they were like, oh, Okay, got it. And the other way around, like, okay, if you are at work, because sometimes if someone's very business oriented, actually framing it as a work situation then can help them get the ding, ding, ahas about it, how it affects and plays out in a personal situation. So this is really, really fun. I really like this because it's one of the things that if we're willing, can grease the wheels and have you have changes show up faster and easier versus you trying to like analyze it and or bang your head up against a wall and like, I keep doing this and it's not working, but I don't know what else I can do instead. So actually having someone else be like, okay, this is what you're doing right now. What if we tweaked these little things here so that you could actually have more effective communication so that you feel acknowledged and heard, and they are, and then you're speaking in their language so that they can get it. Because no one likes being confused. Confused people don't choose. So if the person you're talking to seems confused or frustrated, and frustration often is a lack of information, they need it presented in a different way, then maybe it's time to consider another way of presenting what you would like to have different so that you can have it more easily. Now, here's the thing. Just because you're aware of the situation and the behaviors, you're actually willing yourself to do whatever it takes. That's a big if. What if, and you're considering their perspective? This is the other thing. What are they willing to do? Are they willing to do whatever it takes to create a new possibility? And I don't want to assume, are you willing to do whatever it takes to create a different possibility? So this has come a lot into play when people come to me and they're like, I am, my picker's off. I'm not picking the right people to date. It's been one shit storm after the other. It's been crazy. It's been dramatic. It's been traumatizing. It's been just exhausting. I'm over it. And so when we talk about other options than what they've chosen, they're like, nope, I don't want to do that. Nope, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to go here. I don't want to talk to these people. I don't want to date these kind of folk. I don't want to go and do this. And I'm like, so you're not actually willing to do whatever it takes to have a different possibility. Is that what you're telling me? Let me make sure am I hearing you correctly? And so when it's a new thing, that's the willingness is super, super important for everybody involved. Are you willing to do whatever it takes? Are they willing to do whatever it takes? And if you're not, you can't actually have that different possibility. If you're limiting yourself even before you start, if you're having all these conditions to how things show up, to how someone shows up, to how the inner awareness and the knowing shows up from your body, all of that and more, then you're not going to actually be able to have something new and different show up. And I'd love for you to have that. I'd love for you to have the things that you identified in the last couple of questions of, I'd like this to be different. I'd like this to be better. I'd like this to have more of blank of this thing. And so you gotta be willing. You gotta be willing to get out of your comfort zone, to try something different, to go to different places, to speak to different people, to add different tools that may be a little bit different and weird to your repertoire, as long as they get you the results that you're looking for. If it works, you wouldn't do it for what reason? That's where I'm at. I'm very practical. I am super pragmatic. I'm like, what's it gonna take? Is this gonna work? Is this person gonna be able to do this with me or not? What's uniquely possible here? So, speaking of able, so there are many people that are willing but not able. My second fiance, one of the things that I really wanted to be different is for him to be more vulnerable, for him to be more tapped into reality, like what's really possible and who I really was, and not this fantasy that he projected on me and on our relationship. And so one of the things that I realized was when we were comes to travel, when we was coming to certain life experiences and choices at that moment and moving into the future, he was willing, like personality-wise, he was adventurous, he wanted to travel, he saw the value of it, but he wasn't able to at the time. and there was, it was a more work related. And so I had to be aware of this. And I was like, when will he be able to? Is there a plan for him to be able to? Versus like, okay, he's willing, but he's not able. So bye-bye. I'm Xing him out. And so one of the things that unfortunately played out was he didn't like that he wasn't able to. He was resentful that he wasn't able to, even though I wasn't mad at him about it and I wasn't judging him for it. I was like, this is temporary. This is a temporary thing. It's good. We're going to be on the other side of this shortly. And so that's taking into account the perspective of the other person. And yet, even when you're aware of the other person's perspective, that doesn't mean that they're going to be okay with that. And they're not going to judge themselves, even if you're not judging them. So there's a lot of people. I had my first fiance, that was the case as well. He was judging himself so dynamically. He was getting really, really depressed to the point where he was eating really poorly. He started smoking like constantly, even though he wasn't really smoking before. He would close himself up and play video games all day, every day. He wouldn't have sex with me even when I was offering it. He was just shutting down, shutting me out. And so that's a great example of he wasn't able to, and he wasn't willing to do something different. And so because both was a no, he was not willing, he was not able, even though I was as best as I could, because this was back when I had chronic sickness and chronic pain, I was able and I was willing as best of my abilities, he couldn't meet me in the middle. And so it led to our breakup. And now we're friends still, we keep in touch, and now he gets it. And he is now willing to do things that he hadn't been willing to do when we were in a relationship. It's sometimes one of the kindest and most powerful gifts that you can give yourself and the other person is to be like, this isn't going to work, because we both need to be willing and able to do whatever it takes to have a different possibility. We got to be able to walk the talk instead of just go, yeah, yeah, sure, 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 this is what we're going to do, and then not actually take action. Action and choice is what's going to create our lives and what's going to create this different future for us. Okay. It's time for our next break, lovelies. All right. When we return, we're going to talk about some other action steps we can take. I want to share some resources with you as well that's contributed to me and will hopefully contribute to you as well. On this topic, you're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, with myself, Ceres, and Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss when you desire more from your relationships. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com. Or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, beautiful people. So before our break, we are talking about how to get clear on what's going on in your relationships, what you truly desire, how to ask for those things, and some considerations before you ask for those things. So you have to look at your communication style. We mentioned that. We can definitely talk way more about that. But before I part ways and before I forget, I made some notes because some of what we're talking about can also be complemented really nicely by some of the other episodes where we go a little bit deeper on some of these subtopics. So in order for you to be clear on what you truly desire and if someone's willing and able to do something, because we've all known people that say, yeah, sure, I'm absolutely willing, but you're like, are you? Like what they're saying and their actions don't match. What they're saying and what they've done and chosen so far isn't really there. One of the things that I talk about a lot, and I have in past episodes, is having your yes and your no with your body, so that you can be clear no matter what someone says, what is actually true. So you're not actually at the whim, at the effect of people lying to you or trying to manipulate you. And so one episode that helps with that is when their behavior doesn't match what you know. That's the title of the episode. Another one to look at is bridging the gap between codependent and co-creative relationships. We did that a couple of weeks ago. And then on top of that, the other one is, do you have a fixing, saving, helping mentality? For those of you that have been picking people to fix, to save, to help, and then wonder why you're resentful, why you're bitter, why you're tired, why you're not really having your needs met. Those are all episodes you might want to check out. And if you have any questions about any of those, just reach out and let me know. The other thing that I would like for you to look at is, I really loved reading this book years ago when I brought it to show this time, called Relationships Done Easy. Here it is. There's the cover. It's curated by Kathy Williams, and it's a bunch of different stories, super inspirational, all over the place, creating delicious possibilities in relationships about how people have chosen different ways of doing and creating relationships than maybe you've ever considered. For people going from abusive relationships to healthy, nurturing, yummy relationships, people who thought that something was missing in themselves and they realized that they actually wasn't something that was wrong with them. I love that book, and it's nice little snippets, very quick as well. And then the other book I wanted to mention was Divorceless Relationships by Gary M. Douglas. It's all about not divorcing yourself and your awareness of what's coming to you from your body, from your inner knowing, when you're actually in relationship. A lot of us actually try to fix and conform ourselves to fit into someone else's life instead of it being a co-creative process where you can actually both have your needs met, you're acknowledged, you're actually piggyback off of each other and expand each other's worlds. So definitely check those out. And in that same vein, the Exuberantly You and Relationships series is a self-paced course now, and you can check it out by going to empoweringlightlanguage.com/exuberantlyyou. And it's, gosh, I think 8 to 10 calls. I think it's 8 calls. You can do it at your own pace. And they talk about all these different topics, including communication, some of the things we've looked at, body awareness, expanding your world, different how to handle confrontation and conflict, so many things and more. And so check that out for sure, and make sure that you have this information in your repertoire. And then our next episode is the episode that got rescheduled that y'all were asking about. Thank you for your patience with that. It's called Fun with Many Tongues, Conscious Cultural Competence. And it's about considering the following. How much fun could you have playing with many tongues? In order to engage with the world personally and professionally, it's essential to develop cultural competence. For each of us, there are points of views we hold and experiences we have had that can bolster our abilities or stop us from having ease with learning different languages and connecting with different cultures. By consciously and energetically clearing our limiting beliefs, we can access our awareness around the energy in verbal and nonverbal communication so that we can have way more fun with many tongues. Yum, yum, yum. So I'm going to share with you what I've learned working with linguistically and culturally diverse populations so that those of you who would like to become more consciously multilingual and multicultural can have tools beyond this reality in your arsenal. It's one of my favorite topics to discuss, and I love it so much. Hopefully you can join us on that. And again, thank you so much for your patience on that topic being rescheduled. And until next time, I hope that this episode contributed to you. Reach out to me anytime and have a wonderful, expansive day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.